with the heavily scrutinized Kony film created to bring attention to atrocities in the Sudan involving kidnapping and the militarizing of children. Facts on the film have come into question, as well as a very public meltdown by the film's creator. Students and administration weigh in on the practicality of such questionable documentation of global events. Editor-in-Chief Vic Diaz reporting.
Activism organization Invisible Children's newest campaign, Kony 2012, is raising interest from those who have heard of it, with Cerritos College students being no exception. Kony 2012 is a video created by Invisible Children founder Jason Russell, highlighting the actions of Ugandan war criminal Joseph Kony and the Lord's Resistance Army. Cerritos College students and faculty have weighed in on the video's effects in influencing social activism, regardless of whether or not they have seen it. Kinesiology major Joe Magana believes that by simply sharing the Kony 2012 video with others, awareness for this subject can be raised, as well as educating those who did not know about the ongoing conflict.
It's making everybody knowledgeable of what's going on, because a lot of people didn't know about it before the video came out. I didn't know what Kony, I heard about like what was happening over there, but I didn't know who it specifically was, like Kony, right? And then with the videos being posted up on Facebook and I guess people just talking about it, it kind of like opened up the idea like this guy does exist.
Invisible Children's call to action to make Kony famous is to take part in an event titled Cover the Night on April 20th, in which the organization is encouraging those who have seen the video to go into the streets and cover every building and space available with posters and other paraphernalia provided by the organization. Invisible Children offers what it is calling an action kit, a box containing posters, buttons, and other objects to support the Stop Kony campaign. It offers the kit for a minimum monthly payment of $15, which is used to earn membership with TRY, an organization dedicated to the capture of Kony and the rescue of the child soldiers of the LRA. According to the TRY website, 100% of your contribution will go straight to advocacy, awareness, and events that directly focus on ending the LRA's atrocities. Magana believes that while donating $15 per month could help the cause, putting up posters on a domestic basis may not prove to be beneficial.
Yeah, $15 would be fine, but I don't think posting up posters would do any help if we're posting the posters here in the USA. I mean, how is that going to help? But $15 would seem a lot better than just showing a video.
Undecided Major Cindy Rodriguez believes that given the time that has spanned since the conflict in Uganda has taken place, releasing the video now and attempting to raise awareness may be too little, too late.
I mean, I've seen the video, but like in my opinion, I wish like it would have come out sooner. Like, cause now he's trying to do something, and now like everybody else wants to do something now, when it's been happening for many, many years now.
Much like Magana, Rodriguez also does not see the point of taking part in the Cover the Night event.
I mean, I don't know if that would make a difference. And, like, I don't know if that would, like, make people, go out and do something like that.
Political science instructor and advisor for the Amnesty International Club, Victor Obasohan, states that in order for students to truly be involved in promoting awareness for issues such as the conflict with Kony and the LRA, they must first educate themselves on the subject matter.
Students need to be engaged to call attention to some of these atrocities in other countries that are not their own.
He also went on to say that students can be too involved with what is going on in their own lives to be concerned with other world issues.
I think, you know, most of our students, in my judgment, you know, are quite comfortable where they are. For example, there is no draft in the military, so I'm not going to Iraq or Afghanistan. So it's not just our students, you know. I think it's just the young, you know, 18 to 24. This life is about me, my space, you know, my Facebook, you know, my Twitter, you know. You don't worry about others, you know. So I think this story can galvanize, students, you know, to wake up, you know, and form chapters, you know. There's an Amnesty International on this campus. I happen to be the advisor of that club. But they don't just move, you know. There are stories all over the place, you know, in our country, out of our own country, to get students mobilized, you know, to do something.
Unlike Rodriguez's opinion in regard to the immediacy of the issue, Obasohan believes that no matter when an issue is raised, it is relevant so long as something is done about it.
But whenever it happens is the truth, you know. It's not a fake story. If it happened yesterday, it would have been true. If it happened today, it's still true. So no matter when it happened, you know, are you aware of the story? If you are aware, you know, what do you want to do about it?
For Talon Mark's Campus NewsHour, I'm Editor-in-Chief Vic Diaz reporting.